back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Everyone, and welcome to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is Professor Thorpe's Bathysphere, Part 3, which first aired on August 30th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, valiant, courageous fighter for truth and justice who has come from the planet Krypton with a physical structure never before attained by mortal man. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, newspaper reporter. When we last saw Kent, he and Professor Thorpe, noted scientist and inventor of the Bathysphere, a new deep-sea diving bell, had regained possession of the Juanita, the professor's ship, by overpowering a man named Wolf Cleland, who was masquerading as the ship's captain, and by rescuing Maddox, the real captain, from the hold. As our story continues today, Kent, Professor Thorpe, and Captain Maddox are in the radio room aboard the Juanita. Suddenly a light on the control panel blinks and a signal comes out of the loudspeaker. Listen.
Bring in this Juanita. Bring the SS Juanita. Come in.
Throw the switch, Kent. Answer him.
SS Juanita answering. Come in.
Parks, this is Escobar. Now listen close. Tell Cleland to bring the Juanita to port at Manao. Midnight. I want you both to meet me at the Paradise Cafe and the waterfront. You got that? Come in.
Yes, I got it. Is that all?
That is all right now. Cleland is to anchor the ship in a quiet section of the harbor, where it won't be seen. He'll get the rest of my orders when I see him at the cafe. Just don't make any more mistakes. Signing off.
Well, what do you think of that, Professor?
I hardly know what to say, Kent. Who is this Escobar person?
I know him, Professor.
You do, Captain?
So who is he, Maddox?
Well, I don't know him to speak to, but I've seen him. He hangs out at Wolf Cleland and his dynamite.
And by the way, where is Cleland?
But he was here a moment ago. Kent, Captain, he's escaped.
Oh, no, he hasn't. I had him thrown into irons.
Oh.
Professor, are you sure you don't know why Cleland and Escobar are after your ship?
No, Kent, I don't.
A little while ago, you mentioned that you had a confession to make. You said it would clear up this mystery.
Yes, I said that, but I was wrong. That confession is a private matter. I'd rather not talk about it now.
I see. Well, then we're just as much in the dark about all this as we were before.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Wait. I've got an idea.
What?
He's taking a chance, but it might work. And if it does, we'll get to the bottom of this mess.
What is it, Kent?
Look here. Cleland was able to masquerade successfully as Captain Maddox. With only a bandage covering part of his face, he fooled you and the crew.
Yes, that's true.
Well, then, what's to prevent Captain Maddox from masquerading as Cleland?
Me passes Cleland?
Sure.
Oh, that don't make sense.
Oh, yes, it does, Captain. You and Cleland look very much alike. Well, we'll bandage up your face, and you and I will keep that appointment with Pete Escobar at the Paradise Cafe tonight.
Well, good guy.
Splendid idea, Kent.
Will you do it, Captain Maddox?
Well, it's against my better judgment. But, Kent, I reckon I will. If we don't stop that pirate now, we won't have a minute's peace when we reach San Monica.
Good. Thank you, Matt.
That's the spirit, Captain. Now you better call the engine room and order full speed ahead.
Yes, sir. Not much time left. We're going to keep that date. Hello, Higgins. Higgins. Captain Maddox speaking. Full speed ahead. Pile on all the steam you carry. We're heading due west to Manao, and we've got to get there before midnight. Kent, here we are. So this is the Paradise Cafe, huh?
It certainly looks like a tough joint.
Yeah.
What time is it, Captain?
It's just midnight.
Uh-huh.
And there's Pete Escobar himself walking toward us.
The big man with a scar on his cheek?
Yes, that's him. I hope my disguise works.
Well, these dim lights and the heavy cigarette smoke will help.
Hello, Cleland. You been in long?
No, I just arrived, Pete.
You've got your face covered with that bandage, eh?
I am.
It makes you look like Maddox. Say, who's this mug you got with you?
Clark Kent's my name.
What'd you bring him along for, Wolf?
Well, I just thought...
It's this way, Escobar. I'd like to join your outfit.
Yeah, he's a handy sort of guy, Pete. I thought we could use him.
What's your trade?
Well, I'm a deep sea diver.
Oh, deep sea diver, eh? Maybe we can use you. Come into the back room. We can talk better in private.
Right.
Sit down, Ken. You are off Thorpe's boat, the Juanita, eh?
Yes.
You know anything about that deep sea diving belly of his, the Bathysphere?
Why, sure. That's why he hired me. I operate it.
Well, that's perfect, Cleland. Just the man we're looking for. You're working for me now, Kent.
Okay. What's the job? What are you going to do with Thorpe's Bathysphere?
Didn't you tell this guy what's on the fire, Cleland?
No, I didn't tell him a thing.
Well, Kent, we're after gold.
What?
$2 million of it, laying down at the bottom of the ocean.
Gold? $2 million?
Yes, sir. And that's where you and Thorpe's Bathysphere come in. But we let that go until later. Where'd you leave the ship, Cleland?
About a quarter mile offshore, just like you said.
Good. Now listen. I got 20 guys out there in the barroom. The toughest smokes I could find. As soon as we finish up here, we'll go out to the harbor and take over the Juanita, lock, stock, and barrel.
How are you going to take 20 men out to the ship?
I got a big speedboat tied up at the pier.
Oh. Well, what about the ship's crew? What are we doing with them?
Dead men don't talk, Cleland. We'll take them off guard and tie them up. When we get out to sea, we'll toss him overboard. Incidentally, what did you do with Thorpe?
Oh, we finish him. He won't bother us anymore.
See who that is, Cleve. Oh, wait a second. I'll go myself.
Kent, look who's at the door.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
He escaped from the ship.
Yes, and he's telling Escobar who we are.
So, Captain Matt.
What's up?
Trying to put something over on Pete Escobar, eh?
Now look here, Escobar.
Shut up. I'm going to get my boys and let them work over you.
Kent, they trapped us.
You're right. That gang of his will be here in a minute.
Yeah, but what do we do, Kent? They'll kill us. They'll tear us to pieces.
Get over by the door. I'm going to smash the electric light. The darkness will cause confusion when they get in here.
All right, Kent, hurry.
Now then. Maddox can't see me.
High time Superman took charge here. I hate to do it, but I'll have to knock Maddox unconscious in order to take him out of here with me. I'll wait for the gang to get in and time the punch so he won't know who hit him.
Kent, here they come. Okay, boys. Get in there. Mess them up good. Both of them.
Now, they're in. This is my chance.
Kent, help. Help.
That did it. Knock Maddox cold. Now to sling him over my shoulder and get out while these thugs flounder around in the darkness. No use fighting my way past this mob. I'll smash through the wall. Here we go. There, we're through. And there's the harbor below me. Now, back to the ship. Up, up, and away.
Red cloak streaming in the wind, Superman rockets through the night, out across Manila Harbor to where the Juanita rides at anchor like a ghost ship in the moonlight. Swiftly, Superman streaks down and lands on the deck.
Down, down to the deck of the ship, down.
Captain Maddox, how do you feel?
Oh, pretty shaky, Kent. What happened? How'd you get me back to the ship?
Well, after you were slugged, I managed to get hold of you and pull you out and...
Out of that room full of killers?
Well, yes, it wasn't as difficult as it sounds. They were fighting each other in the dark, and I just slipped through them.
Kent, Captain Maddox, oh, you're back. Cleveland escaped.
Yes, we know, Professor. He's at the cafe. We just got out by the skin of our teeth.
Kent, there's news for you, Professor. His scheme worked.
You've learned why Escobar and Cleland want my ship?
It's not the ship, Professor. It's the Bathysphere, the deep-sea diving bell. They need it to go down after sunken gold.
Sunken gold?
Yes.
Funny, but I suspected that.
You suspected it? But how?
I might as well confess now, Ken. I'm going after that gold myself.
You're what?
I'll be hanged.
Yes. That was the confession that I couldn't make before. I couldn't make it until I was certain Escobar was after the same thing.
But, Professor, I thought this expedition, the Bathysphere, was to do research on marine life, strange fish.
No, that story was false, Ken. I made it up to avoid the publicity that would follow if people learned that that I was after millions in gold.
Where did this gold lay, Professor Thorpe?
At the bottom of Octopus Bay, 300 feet below the surface. I suspected that Cleland knew about the treasure the moment I saw that tattooed map on his chest. But I had to be certain.
But, Professor, it doesn't seem possible that you're just a fortune hunter.
Oh, now, believe me, Kent, I'm not. When I tell you why I need that gold, you'll understand me better. I discovered it's the sunken Spanish gold ship 30 years ago.
But how could you if she's down that deep?
That time I was younger, Captain. One day I went down in a diving suit after tropical fish. I descended further than I've ever gone before, and I saw the hull of the ship beneath me. But it was impossible to stand the pressure, so I returned to the surface.
Oh, then you can't be sure the gold is actually on board.
Yes, Kent, it is. I investigated. I read ancient manuscripts until I came across one that told of the sinking of the galleon La Quinta in Octopus Bay near the island of San Monicum during the year 1786. She carried over $2 million in gold, and not one penny of it was ever recovered.
I see. But you said you had a reason for needing the gold.
To build a laboratory, Kent. The greatest scientific institution ever created. A place where scientists could work for the betterment of mankind, unworried by any thought of finances. That's been my life's dream. And with the gold from that treasure ship, I could make that dream come true.
Professor, if that's what you want it for, I'm with you.
Yes, and so am I.
Thanks. Both of you. I knew I could depend on you. That sound, Kent, off in the darkness. What is it?
Oh, sounds like a speedboat coming this way.
It's a launch, Kent. Ship, off our port bow.
Launch? Professor, it's Pete Escobar and his gang.
What?
They're coming to take over the ship.
No. Hi, Anita. Stand by for the boarding party and don't try any funny business.
That's Escobar, all right. What do we do?
They're too close. We can't get away.
I know it.
Oh, we're lost. They'll kill every one of us. Kent! Kent!
Sunken gold, a $2 million treasure at the bottom of Octopus Bay. Will Escobar and his thugs capture the Juanita and the precious bathysphere, the only diving bell able to descend to a depth of 300 feet? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow this exciting story of adventure on the high seas with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is Professor Thorpe's Bathysphere Part 4, which first aired on September 2nd, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton and who walks about among ordinary men disguised as mild Clark Kent, star reporter. As you remember, Kent and Professor Thorpe have been engaged in a fierce struggle with Pete Escobar and his gang of Caribbean pirates over a $2 million treasure that lies in a sunken Spanish gold ship at the bottom of Octopus Bay. To reach the treasure, Professor Thorpe invented his marvelous diving bell, the Bathysphere. And Pete Escobar had made several attempts to seize it in order to reach the fabulous treasure, only to be foiled each time by Superman. But as our story continues today, we find Escobar striking again. Kent, Professor Thorpe, and Captain Maddox, skipper of Thorpe's boat, the Juanita, are standing on deck watching a fast speedboat loom out of the darkness. On board is Escobar's waterfront gang, armed to the teeth with revolvers and machine guns. What chance have Clark Kent and his friends? Listen.
Captain Maddox, can't we get up steam and escape?
Not a chance, Professor Thorpe. That speedboat's too fast. You got us 20 knots to our cannon.
Oh, my life's work thrown away. Kent, isn't there something we can do?
Wait. I've got it, Professor. That small cannon Cleland fired at us. We can hold them off for that.
Yes, yes, the cannon. I'll go with you, Kent.
All right. No, you stay here, Professor. I'll get one of the crew to help me.
Very well, but hurry up, Kent. For heaven's sake, hurry.
Now then, I'm out of sight behind the wheelhouse.
time Clark Kent made a quick change to Superman. Not a moment to lose. I'll have to get to Escobar in his speedboat before he reaches the Juanita. Up, up, and away! Faster, faster. Escobar will start shooting soon. Lives mean nothing to him. He wants Thorpe's diving bell. Ah, there's the speedboat directly below and in front of me. Good thing they can't see me in the dark. I'll dive into the water. Down, down. Ah, I'll wait here underwater until the speedboat comes along. Ah, there it is. Now, up we go, right into the... Ah, that did it. Smashed the bow of the boat and capsized it. Dumped them all into the water. Now, back to the Juanita. Up, up, and away! Ah, there we are. Now, if I can find Professor Thorpe.
Kent, where have you been?
Hi, all over the boat, Professor. I looked high and low for that cannon, but I couldn't find it.
Well, fortunately, we don't need it now, Kent.
You don't need it?
No, something miraculous has happened. Look out there where you last saw the speedboat.
Why, it's overturned.
Yes.
Stove in. Escobar and his thugs are in the water clinging to the wreckage.
Yes. It was a miracle, Kent. Nothing but a miracle. Just when I thought all was lost, their boat seemed to leap into the air. It turned turtle and threw them all into the sea.
Well, how do you suppose it happened, Professor?
I don't know, Kent. The boat must have struck a submerged log.
Oh, rather lucky for us, wasn't it?
Yes.
What are we going to do about those men?
Leave them there. They won't drown. They won't get anything worse than a good soaking.
But shouldn't we capture them, take them to the nearest port and have them locked up?
Oh, it might be dangerous fooling with them in the dark. And besides, I can't afford any publicity. If I press charges against Escobar, the story of the sunken gold might come out.
Oh, then we're better off leaving them where they are.
Exactly, Kent.
Team is up, Professor Thorpe. All ready to weigh anchor.
Very well, Captain Maddox. Now, get the ship underway. I want to take advantage of every second that Escobar and his men are held up. We must reach Octopus Bay and the treasure without a moment's delay.
Aye, aye, sir. We'll set a course for Octopus Bay under forced draft. All right, deck watch. Weigh anchors.
Aye, aye, sir.
Maddox.
Yes, Mr. Kent?
I was wondering, why do they call this body of water Octopus Bay?
It's a name the natives gave it, Mr. Kent.
Oh?
Waters hereabouts are full of the slimy creatures.
Say, in that case, isn't it a bit dangerous to send a diver down here?
It's dangerous, all right. But it's the only way we can locate and recover the gold.
What if the gold is 300 feet down? How can a diver withstand such terrific pressure?
Professor Thorpe took care of that. Invented an improved type of diving suit for Gleason. He'll be able to alternate. Work 10 minutes and rest 10 minutes in the bathysphere.
Yes, Captain Maddox. I have it.
Have what, Professor?
I figured out the exact location of the gold ship.
What?
Captain Maddox, look at this geodetic chart.
Yes, sir.
Draw a straight line from the very end of that point of land on our left to this spot I marked on the chart. Now, do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Go on, Professor.
Now, measure in on that line exactly 100 yards.
Got it.
By my calculations, the Spanish gold ship should be on the ocean bed precisely at that point.
Well, say, that's just about where we're anchored now, isn't it?
Well, yes, the one is almost directly above that spot, sir.
Excellent, Captain. Now, is the bathysphere ready to be launched?
All ready, sir. It's swung out over the side, prepared for submersion.
Then we start working immediately. I'm going to confer with the diver. Get the oxygen pump started. I'll be right back.
Gosh. I've never seen Professor Thorpe so excited.
Well, there's $2 million in gold at stake here, Mr. Kent. I'm a little excited myself. I'll phone and get that pump started. Hello. Hello, Connolly. Start the oxygen pump. Mr. Kent, let me have that chart, please.
Oh, yes. Here it is, Captain.
Thank you. 50 fathoms deep here. 300 feet.
Yeah, that's a lot of water, isn't it?
It's too much for my peace of mind, seeing as how the octopus always lives in deep water.
Professor Thorpe and Gleason the diver are over at the bathysphere. Come on, Captain.
Captain Maddox, is everything ready?
Yes, sir. Oxygen pump is working. Should have built up enough pressure by now.
Very good, Captain. Now, you stay here on deck and supervise the lowering and lifting of the bathysphere. I'll go down with Gleason.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, say, hold on. What about me, Professor Thorpe?
You remain on deck with Maddox, Kent.
What?
Help him with the airlines.
Oh, now look, Professor, I want to go down with you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kent. It's not advisable. There may be danger.
I'm not afraid, Professor. What? I wouldn't miss a trip to the bottom of the ocean for anything.
I'm sorry, Kent, but it's out of the question.
But, Professor, I've got to go with you. You know Editor White assigned me to cover the operation of your bathysphere. I've got to get a story on the submersion.
Story, eh?
Yes.
Well, come along, then. Right through the steel door. I owe Perry White and you a great deal.
Oh, thanks, Professor. Thanks.
Oh, one last thing, Captain Maddox.
Can't you?
We'll test the speaking tube and the airline at 50 feet.
Yes, sir. I'll be standing by for your call. Good luck.
Thanks, Captain.
Thanks, Captain.
All right. Let her go.
Into the murky green waters of Octopus Bay sinks Professor Thorpe's bathysphere. When the huge steel ball reaches 50 feet, it stops with a shudder and floats for a moment like a giant bubble. At the telephone, Thorpe signals the Juanita, riding at anchor above.
Hello? Hello, Captain Maddox?
Right here, Professor Thorpe. I can hear you perfectly. How's your air supply, sir?
It's perfect, Captain. All your meters registering correctly?
Everything okay up here, sir?
Good. Pay out the cables, Captain. We're going on down to the bottom. Slowly. Slowly.
Down, down through the eternal darkness. Further than man has ever gone before. 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet. Down into the inky dwelling place of the killer shark, the deadly octopus, and countless unnamed creatures of the deep. Gently, the huge bell settles on the bottom. In his diving suit, Gleason emerges from the bathysphere in search of the age-old Spanish treasure ship, leaving Kent and Professor Thorpe to close the steel safety doors behind him. Listen.
Professor, would you mind explaining how that safety chamber works?
Just a moment, Kent. As soon as Gleason leaves the outer door in his diving suit...
Okay, but how will you know when he does?
The green light on the control panel will flash. There it is. He's outside now.
Oh. Well, didn't the water rush into the chamber when he opened the outer door?
Of course, Kent. But I took that into consideration when I designed the bathysphere.
Oh, I see.
Seems a bit stuffy in here.
Yes, it does. But about the safety chamber, Professor?
Well, as you know, the chamber has an inner and outer door, both of them strong enough to withstand tremendous pressure. Right now, the space between them is filled with water.
Yes.
But when I press this white button on the panel, compressed air forces the water out of the chamber and closes the outer door at the same time.
I see.
Listen.
Oh, Professor Thorpe, it's amazing.
Eh? Well, what did you say, Kent?
I said your diving bell is it's a marvelous invention.
I'm glad you like it, Kent. But my throat seems dry. Hand me the water bottle, please.
Professor, is anything wrong?
It must be the air. It's heavy. My throat feels dry and hot.
Yes, it is growing hot. Here, have a drink.
Kent, take a look at the oxygen gauge on the panel, quickly. Where's the needle?
The needle? It's on the red side.
Kent, the air is foul.
What?
No oxygen. Call Maddox. We're trapped. Kent,
Scott, he's collapsed. I better turn him over and loosen his collar. There now. Professor. Professor Thorpe. Professor, don't you hear me? Oh, good heavens, he's unconscious. Oh, this air must have gotten him. I'll have to call Maddox and tell him to bring the diving bell to the surface. Hello? Hello, Captain Maddox. Clark Kent calling. Oh, here, there's no answer. Hello? Captain Maddox? Captain Maddox? Strange, I don't hear any sound at all through this tube. I've got to reach him. I've got to get Thorpe up to the surface before this foul air kills him. It's even bothering me. Maddox? Captain Maddox? Hello? Hello, Captain?
Grim tragedy reaches its cold tentacles into the dark water at the bottom of Octopus Bay. What happened to the precious life-giving airline? And why has Kent been unable to reach Captain Maddox through the speaking tube? Had the line been fouled by some marauding monster of the deep? How will Kent, even a Superman, save Professor Thorpe and Gleason the diver? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.